Hey, how's it going? It's Ollie here. So I'm going to show you how to find a product that can make £10,000 per month in sales on Amazon. So how do we do this? Well, there's three steps. I call them the three C's. We're going to go through this method today. So first, before we talk about the three steps to find a product, you need to understand an overview of what we're really looking for. This all starts with the smash hit product radar. So we want to find a product that has these four elements. The first one is high demand, right? We want to see evidence the product is selling. The second element is low competition. You can see if we're going anti-clockwise. You want there to be lots of sellers to prove the product selling, but you don't want there to be too many established sellers who are crushing it and dominating the marketplace, because then it's difficult for you to compete. Third element is gap in the marketplace, right? We want there to be some kind of opportunity for us to improve on what's currently available, some kind of issue with the products. And the fourth is low hassle, right? We want there to be a product that's easy to import, isn't going to cause us too many issues when we're shipping from China and shipping to customers. So the three C's, these three steps, will show you in practice how to find a product that meets all four criteria of the smash hit radar, and I'm going to show you exactly how that works right now. So the first step is choose. We want to choose a product on the Amazon marketplace to take a closer look at and analyze to see if it's a good opportunity or not. So how do we do this? Well, the first thing we need to do is go to Amazon, right, whichever Amazon country you want to sell in. I'm going to do UK. And then do a negative character search. This is where you type in the minus key and loads of random characters into the search bar. Basically, it brings up all of the search results because it asks Amazon to show us products that don't have that in the listing, which is going to be all products, because who's going to put this in their listing? You don't need to understand why it works. You just need to just do that. And you'll find all the search results, over 70,000 results. It's probably more like several million on the Amazon platform. Next thing we want to do is choose a low hassle category. If you have any doubt, just pick home and kitchen. It's usually the best category to get started with if you want to import and sell private label products. Okay, so now we've done a negative character search and we've chosen the category home and kitchen. So we want to choose a product to take a closer look at. How do we choose a product? Well, this brings us back to the low hassle element of the smash hit product radar. We want to choose a product that's going to be low hassle for the whole supply chain, from getting it manufactured in China to shipping it to the UK, getting it through customs, and getting it into the Amazon warehouse and getting it to the customer. Right, it's a lot of things your product needs to do. So if you go through all that effort and the product gets stuck in customs, it's going to be annoying. It's going to be a hassle. If you go through all that effort and you can't send it into the Amazon warehouse, again, it's going to be a hassle. So we want to choose a low hassle product to have a look at. And you can see if a product is low hassle at a glance. In fact, the number one thing we want to figure out is, can I make this myself? That's the question to ask yourself. In other words, is it easy to manufacture? Now, a Hoover is going to be a nightmare to manufacture. There's so many moving parts, electronics, very complicated. It's also massive. Very high hassle product. Any electronic is going to be difficult to manufacture. I could not tell you how to build a USB desk fan, right? It's just not going to happen. It's too complicated, right? However, let me find you an easy example. A memory foam travel pillow. I could potentially make one of those myself. Why? Well, because it's a piece of foam with a bit of material on it. I could probably stitch it together. Like, I understand how it's constructed, and therefore it doesn't have too many parts, right? And it's going to be easy to manufacture 500 of these and sell them, right? That's a good indication you've got a low hassle product. A few other things to look for is to make sure it's in a low hassle category, right? So home and kitchen, baby, office supplies is low category, garden and outdoors is low hassle. So those categories are good as well. When you found what you think is a low hassle product, click on it, open it in a new tab. So I use command click on Apple. You can also right click and then go open link in new tab. And you want to make sure you're using Chrome for this, because we're going to use a Chrome extension to analyze the niche. All right. So step two is check. We want to check this product and just check it has a few of the things we need for it to fit in the criteria of a smash hit product. Main thing we want to check again is low hassle. Make sure it really is low hassle. So for that, we want to look at the dimensions of the product. If you scroll down to where it says technical details, product information, it's usually just below the kind of compare with similar items bit, just above the reviews. All right, reviews are here. You want to see that it fits in a shoebox and it's not too heavy, so not more than a kilogram in weight. This is actually quite a light product and quite a small product. 300 grams, 15 by 14 by 15 centimeters. So it's about something like this, right? Not too big, and it's quite easy. I think when they package it, they squish it down, I'm guessing, right? So really easy to import these, and it's not going to break in shipping, right? It's very easy. It's a pillow. It's not going to snap or bend or anything. You can probably squish a load of them into a box. So it's definitely low hassle. Another thing you can check when you're on the check step is the brand. Copy the name of the brand into Google. See if anything comes up on the right hand side. If something comes up on the right hand side, it indicates that it's a big brand. If nothing comes up, it indicates that nobody knows who they are. This brand, LXA with two E's, comes up with absolutely no search results. Sometimes you'll see a few Amazon search results for some brands who have quite a few products on Amazon, if they're just a private label seller. But if it's a big brand, you'll see something on the right, and you'll also see usually adverts to their products in different retail stores, and you'll see their store locations, things like that. For example, if I type in Nike, if I can spell it correctly, look, even when I spell it wrong, right, it comes up with all the information, because Nike's a huge brand, right? You can see their products in all of these stores, right? You can see something comes up on the right with their logo and everything, and you can see the store locations as well, right? So this is a big brand. If you see one of these when you're checking the product, it would indicate you're going to have to compete with them. It could be kind of difficult. All right, so we've checked the product. It's not a big brand, and it's relatively low hassle. Fantastic. Now we can move on to step three, which is compare. So if you go to Amazon, you open up a search bar, right? Type in the main keyword customers would be searching for if they wanted to find this product. So if I want to find this product, I'm not going to type in memory foam travel pillow for neck, lightweight portable neck pillow for travel in any sleeping position, blah, 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 right? I'm just going to type in memory foam travel pillow, probably, or memory foam travel pillow for neck, probably. Right, so if we just grab that keyword, that is something a human being would type in to find this product. Right, an actual living customer would type in. That's what we want. And then you should just type it into the search as if you were a customer looking for the product. Another thing I like to do here when I'm comparing is sort by category as well. So luggage, we're looking for luggage. So you can usually see in the department the relevant category, click it. So now you've got the search and you've got the relevant category. So what we're going to do now is look at all the sellers that are competing in this niche to get the sale from that customer who just typed in the keyword, right? And this is who you'd be competing with if you were to sell this product, right? This is our niche overview, and we want to analyze all of the sellers competing for this product to see whether it meets the elements of the smash hit product radar or not. So the other elements are high demand, low competition, and gap in the market. This is what we're looking at in the compare step of the product analysis process. Best way to do this is to use AMZ Scout. To be honest, you can use any software you like. As long as they have a Chrome extension that shows you the revenue and the reviews and all those kind of information, it'll do. My favorite is AMZ Scout. I've been using them for about a year now, or maybe more than a year, maybe 2 years. And the software is just very reliable, and it has everything you need, and it's also pretty good deal. But and again, you can use any software you like. The main thing we want to do is look at the results, right? So I've hit the Chrome extension button when I'm on this search results page for the memory foam travel pillow niche. We're going to look at, first of all, the levels of demand by looking at the revenue. Now, when I'm looking for a smash hit product, I want at least three sellers making £3,000 a month in sales. That's minimum. So how many sellers do we have making more than 3K a month? Well, there's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 27 sellers making 3K a month. So does this niche have high demand? Yes, huge demand for this because people are spending so much money on these, right? It's definitely got high demand. All right, so that's a really good sign. What about competition? Well, competition, we use reviews. Why? Well, because the more reviews a seller has, the longer they've been selling, the more established they are, the more customers trust them. If there's lots of sellers with lots of reviews in the niche, it's going to be harder to compete. So the competition is higher. So we want five or less sellers with 500 reviews or more, or five or less established sellers who really are solidified in the market. Customers will trust because of the volume of reviews. How many established sellers with more than 500 reviews are in this niche? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. So we want 5 or less and there's 11. So this niche is too competitive. So it doesn't meet the low competition element of the radar. So we could actually stop looking at this niche now because we know it's too competitive, right? We could do that. Now, purpose of demonstration, I'm going to continue to analyze this niche, pretend we didn't notice it was too competitive, and we're going to look at the gaps as well. But if you were actually researching products, this is where you would stop, because you go, it's too competitive. Let's go back to the compare step, and we will, sorry, back to the choose step, right? And we will choose another product to check and then compare, right? However, let's continue on to the final element, which is gap in the market, right? So we want to find issues with the products, something we can improve on. What I like to do is look at some of the best selling products in the niche using the Chrome extension to have a look and see which those are, right? So we got maybe this one, maybe this one, and just see if there's any issues that keep coming up with these products that we can improve on. Now, what we want to look for is patterns, right? Not just one-off things a customer complained about, patterns that loads of customers across loads of products are saying is wrong with the niche. The clearer a pattern you can find in a niche of issues in the products, the bigger the gap in the market, right? Let me say that again. The clearer the pattern you can find in a niche of issues with the products, the bigger the gap in the marketplace. So let's have a look at some of the reviews, see if we can find some issues, see if we can find an indication of a pattern of an issue that needs to be solved. Perhaps not comfortable for a long flight. Okay, fair enough. Why? Your head is pushed a bit forward when sitting in a standard airplane seat. Okay, so we found an issue with the product. We can't just try and solve that problem. We need to look to see if more people have had that same issue, to see if it really is an issue that needs fixing. And if it is, that's what we'll lead with when we sell our product, to show everyone why it's better than the competition. So what you can do is you can grab a keyword of what they've mentioned about the product in their review and then search for it, right? We want to search our reviews, so I'm going to click on 5-star, and then what we can do is search for the keyword on the customer reviews page, and I'm going to choose all stars here as well. Okay, so this is the original one we found, saying head is pushed forward a bit. This person says, can't have their head tilted forward at all. And it doesn't seem to be an issue because they they can't have their head tilted forward and they've given it a 5-star review, so didn't bother them. Force my head forward, says this person with a 2-star review. Puts my neck forward, uncomfortable, says Ellie. Some reviewers said it's too padded to push your head forward, but you always can rotate the pillow to fit your liking. So it wasn't a problem for this person. Pushes your head forward, says Jenny. All right, push my head forward, says Michelle. So some customers had an issue with this pillow pushing their head forward. What this means is there could be a gap in the marketplace for this type of customer who wants a pillow that doesn't push their head forward because this kind of design does push their head forward. This could be the indication. Now, if you really wanted to sell this product, I would do a bit of a deeper dive and make sure this is really a pattern throughout this product and look at some of the other products that are being offered as well to see if, you know, is this a regular problem in this niche? And then you could create a design of neck pillow specifically to prevent your neck from being pushed forward, and then you could offer that to fill the gap in the marketplace and get more clicks on your product, get more sales, and make more money than anybody else. All right, that's the aim of what we're doing here. We want to fix problems in the niche. We want to offer better products and just make the world a little bit of a better place by offering cool stuff into the marketplace. If you focus on that, you're going to make a lot of money selling on Amazon. All right, the worst thing you can do is just copy somebody else's product exactly and just expect to make the same money as them because they're doing well. Okay, well, that means I'll do well as well. It doesn't, because they've got the reviews, they've got the brand, they've been selling longer than you. The only way you'll be able to compete with them if your product is the same is by lowering the price, right? And nobody wants to be in a price war where it's, let's see how much profit we can lose while running our business. It's not fun, right? So now you know how to use the 3 C's to find a product that has all 4 elements of the Smash It radar. So how do we actually go through, research these products in a structured way that enables us to keep everything neat and tidy and refer back to our products in the future? Well, I use a spreadsheet. If you go to Google Drive and find Google Sheets, you can create an Excel style spreadsheet using Google Sheets, and you can log all of your searches on there. Okay, so I call it 20 crappy products, and I'll tell you why I call it that in a second. But what I do essentially is I put the link to the product in the first column. I write down how many 3K sellers there are in the second column. I put how many established sellers there were in the third column, how many sellers of more than 500 reviews, whether it's low hassle or not in the fourth column. In the fifth column, I write a little bit of information about the gap. Now, I tend to put products into the spreadsheet when they kind of meet the criteria, right? When they're just within the criteria or a little bit outside. So let's say there were 10 3K sellers and 6 established sellers when we're looking for 5, I would put the niche in there because we're looking for crappy products. And again, I'll explain why in a second, right? The product we just found is way outside of the criteria, so I probably wouldn't put it in there, but I'm gonna show you anyway how I would put it in the sheet just so you can see. So first of all, I would grab the link to the product's niche, right? Not the product page or the individual product, the product's niche. So when we typed in the keyword, right, grab the URL at the top for that keyword, and then we'll put it in the link section of Google Sheet. And then just enter the info that you found out. So how many 3K sellers were there? I honestly can't remember. I think it was like 27 or something. So we can have a little look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27. Somehow I miraculously remembered. Alrighty, 27 3K sellers. How many established sellers? I believe it was 11. Let's have a look. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. Wow, my memory's working today. Doesn't happen very often. Right, this is a rare treat. All right, low hassle. Was it low hassle? Yeah, definitely was. It was low. It was easy dimensions. It was light and low hassle category, right? And it fits in a shoebox. And was there a gap? Potentially, issue with tilting head forward. That's what we found from our 2 minutes of research. Obviously, you do more research and get a little bit more detail on that. But this is how we fill out the spreadsheet. So when you're doing your product research, I recommend you aim to find 20 crappy products, right? This is what I want you to do. One of the biggest issues I see with new Amazon sellers doing product research, and I've dealt with thousands of clients on this, I've seen it happen time and time again, is you get into perfectionist syndrome. You're looking for that amazing product that's gonna make you loads of money, and you don't wanna find any products that have any issues at all. Now, while this might be a good pursuit because you're aiming to make money and do everything right, it will just lead to frustration because you won't find anything and then you'll just give up researching products. This happened to me in the beginning. I couldn't find the perfect product, so I quit. And then I started again a week later because I was annoyed, and I just kept going until finally I found something. But it was a horrendous experience looking for this product. It's much better to get a little bit of momentum, put some products on the spreadsheet, even if they're a little bit rubbish, and then whittle them down later and analyze what you've done. So find 20 crappy products. Here's an example of what I mean. So these products here that I've found don't meet the criteria, a lot of them, okay? So this one's got 4 3K sellers and it's got no established sellers. Pretty damn good product, actually. So this one does meet the criteria. This one, 6 3K sellers and 5. Okay, so that one's all right, but it's not low hassle. Doesn't quite meet the criteria. Let me give you another example. This one here, 15 3K sellers, okay? And it's got 8 established sellers, so it doesn't meet the criteria. So a lot of the products here don't meet the criteria. A lot of them are not low hassle. A lot of them don't really have big gaps. But I added them anyway because they're almost fit into the criteria. What this means is you can get lots of momentum. You can keep adding products to your database. You can feel good that you've actually done some work, right? And then after that, once you've found 20 crappy products, I guarantee one or two of them won't actually be so crappy, right? So once you've found 20, go back and actually cherry pick your products. So how do we do that? Well, once you've got your 20 crappy products, there's more than 20 here, go through and take a closer look at each product. So for example, this one, Pack of Plastic Spoons, I went and reanalyzed the niche and just had a little look again and realized, oh yeah, there's 4 3K sellers, so it's got lots of high demand. There's no established sellers, which means very low competition. It is low hassle, and there is gaps in the market. So I just colored this in green, and that's now one of the potential products I could actually go and sell, right? Same with this one here, the baby head shaping pillow, right? It's meeting all the criteria. It looks good, so it's something I could go and sell. So if you go find your 20 crappy products, I guarantee one or two will meet the criteria. Now, I actually haven't done a deep dive on some of these other products, but what you'll find is your first set of 20 crappy products, you'll probably find one or two that is good, that meets the criteria. Then go find another set of 20 crappy products. You'll find that now, because you've done this once and you've been through the experience of looking at 20 products, you bring the experience with you. So now every stage of the triple C method is easier. So for example, when you're choosing, you'll spot things, right? You'll see what low hassle means faster. You'll remember some of the criteria. When you're checking, you'll remember things quicker, right? When you're comparing, you will be able to spot things a lot faster, right? You'll see the revenue, the reviews quicker, your ability to find gaps in the marketplace will be faster, and you'll start to get an eye for what a hot product is earlier on in the search process, right? You only get this by analyzing tons of products. There's no way around it. You have to develop the skill. Your second set of 20 crappy products, instead of having one or two good products, you'll probably have 3 or 4, and your skill improves. And it's a great feeling seeing your skill improve, right? So this is what I recommend. So once you've got your set of 20 crappy products, you want to pick one. The next step to do is to test it. All right, you want to do a test batch of one of the products. Say, for example, you wanted to go for the pillow. Do a test batch, get 50 units, ship it into Amazon, see if it sells. Why do we want to do that? Well, we want to see if our theory, which is what we're doing here with product analysis, our theory, looking at the numbers, making assumptions based on data, see if the theory matches reality, right? If you think there's high demand, if you think there's low competition, if you think it's low hassle, if you think there's a gap, the only way to prove all that stuff is by actually selling some of the stock and seeing if it really happens. Does it sell? Is it too competitive? Right. Can you charge enough money because you're adding enough value? Right. Is it a hassle? You'll find out once you try and import and sell 50. Better to find it out when you sell 50 than 500, right? Because obviously it's a fraction of the expense. So that's the next thing you want to do. Get a test batch. Find a seller who can give you 50 units. So I really hope this video has helped you understand the process of how to find a smash hit product using the triple C method. Really hope this video helped. Make sure you subscribe, hit like, leave a comment, and I'll catch you very soon.